This is America's Roundtable from Washington, D.C., an initiative of the U.S.-based think tank International Leaders Summit in partnership with Lancer Broadcasting Corporation and SuperTalk Mississippi Media. Thank you for joining us on America's Roundtable. I'm Joe Ladensami, your co-host, joined by economist Natasha Serdorch, co-founder of International Leaders Summit and the Jerusalem Leaders Summit.
America's Roundtable guests include leading voices from business, government, media, energy, technology, healthcare, and the broad policy arena. Subscribe to America's Roundtable on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, and Spotify. Visit America's Roundtable at americasrt.com. We invite donors and advertisers to reach us by visiting our website, americasrt.com. Welcome to America's Roundtable.
It is Saturday, and good morning, and welcome to America's Roundtable from Washington, D.C. Natasha Serdorch and I are delighted to welcome the Honorable Ben Carson, a great American patriot. Dr. Ben Carson is a best-selling author, the former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, a 2016 Republican presidential candidate, the former Director of Pediatric Neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins, and the founder and chairman of the American Cornerstone Institute. And without any further delay, welcome Dr. Ben Carson. It's great to have you on America's Roundtable.
Welcome, Dr. Carson.
Thank you for having me. I always love being with you guys.
Oh, it's such a great pleasure talking to you.
Dr. Ben Carson, you have been very supportive of Israel's sovereignty. And on this program, you shared about the importance of how America was so supportive of Israel's independence in 1948. And we recall how our founding fathers, and including leading figures like Abraham Lincoln, had a great affinity for the Jewish people and supported an independent state for the Jews. And in fact, we hear from the writings that Mary Todd Lincoln's statement to the pastor presiding at Lincoln's funeral that her husband wanted to visit the Holy Land, and saying that there was no city he so much desired to see as Jerusalem. And Dr. Carson, you were part of the Trump administration that moved America's embassy from Tel Aviv to the capital city, Jerusalem. And you were part of an administration that brought together the Abraham Accords, a plan for peace and prosperity in the region with other Arab states. And today, we're experiencing an abandonment of Israel because Biden is looking at Michigan and Minnesota, the two-state solution, basically, because of the electoral response of this no-commitment vote to him. And Dr. Carson, with the waning support for Israel due to the biased media in the West attacking the Jewish state and giving a free pass to Iran and Hamas, our allies are sensing an American betrayal. Dr. Carson, what is your message to the citizens of Israel who seek safety for their loved ones and are working tirelessly, sacrificing young IDF soldiers to secure their sovereign state from terror groups?
Well, first of all, we need to recognize that our country is based on Judeo-Christian values. And Jesus was a Jew. And, you know, our support for them should be unwavering. And I, if I were the Jewish leaders right now, what I would say is, if you have a solution other than what we're doing that preserves the Israel state and preserves the safety of the people, I'm all ears. Let's hear it. I would proclaim that far and wide, because then the rest of the world will be able to see that there really is no other solution other than the eradication of Hamas. Because if you leave them there, they're going to come back. It's like a weed. If you don't pull out the root, it's just going to grow right back and continue to create havoc.
Right. Dr. Carson, we must remember that this scale of Iran-backed terrorist group Hamas's attack on October 7, which was then joined by Iran-backed Hezbollah in the north and Iran-backed Houthis in Yemen, in all attacking Israel, would not have happened if President Trump and the administration that you served remained in power.
Of course.
And let us also remember that it was the Biden administration that provided fresh billions of dollars in funding to Iran by removing economic sanctions and releasing blocked funds to Iran. Mm-hmm. So for President Biden and State Secretary Blinken, it's convenient to blame Israel for war that was caused by Iran than be accountable for releasing the funds to Iran.
Well, have you seen them be accountable for anything?
Right.
And then, you know, basically all the problems that we've just talked about and several others are self-inflicted.
Right.
None of them had to happen. And I hope that the American people are observing that and recognizing that the responsibility to vote appropriately is so vitally important to them, to their children, to their grandchildren, for our nation. They have an enormous responsibility, and they really need to take it seriously.
Dr. Ben Carson is founder of the American Cornerstone Institute. He served as the 17th Secretary of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Thank you so much, Dr. Carson, for joining us on America's Roundtable.
Thank you so much, Dr. Carson.
Thank you for what you're doing.
This is America's Roundtable from Washington, D.C., an initiative of the U.S.-based think tank International Leaders Summit in partnership with Lancer Broadcasting Corporation and SuperTalk Mississippi Media. Thank you for joining us on America's Roundtable. I'm Joel Adansami, your co-host, joined by economist Natasha Serdorch, co-founder of International Leaders Summit and the Jerusalem Leaders Summit.
America's Roundtable guests include leading voices from business, government, media, energy, technology, healthcare, and the broad policy arena. Subscribe to America's Roundtable on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, and Spotify. Visit America's Roundtable at americasrt.com. americasrt.com. Follow us on Facebook, America's Roundtable, and Twitter at americasrt. We invite donors and advertisers to reach us by visiting our website, americasrt.com.